It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning, Josh?
I am enjoying the world's perfectest weather.
You like this 40-degree stuff?
Or 50, love it.
50-degree stuff, I guess.
Love it. And I saw something on the internet a while back. It says, I prefer 32 degrees over 102 degrees. I said what I said. I'm one of those guys.
I'll take 100 over 30 any day. So
nah.
You don't have to shovel. You don't have to shovel heat. So you can have it. So glad somebody's happy about it.
Well, let's hope we're getting all the precipitation this summer, which it seems we are.
Yeah, get it done before next week because the fair is coming up. So
yeah, next week is a fair already.
Yeah,
jeez,
long. So well, is it a week or next week or the week after?
Let me see. Two weekends
after Labor Day, so we got. Yep. I think we got another.
Yeah, I was just commenting. Next Monday is Labor Day already.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So not
schools have started. Colleges have started.
Here we are. Seems like we just got into the summer, but so much for that. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course, today we're saluting Seaman Apprentice Dean Lind McCurdy. Dean was born on September 3rd, 1942, in Rapid City, South Dakota, passed away on January 29th, 2015. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on March 20th, 1962, in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Honorably discharged a little over 4 years later on June 30th, 1966, Treasure Island, San Francisco, California. He was a fire control technician, worked with missile guidance systems on the USS Picking, which is a Navy destroyer, if I read that correctly. Spent 3 years and 2 months overseas foreign and sea service. Served in Vietnam. Had a Vietnam Service Medal and the National Defense Service Medal. So we thank you, Dean, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, today we're going to talk about the VA processing more claims in a single year than ever before.
Yeah, the Department of Veterans Affairs put out a press release on August 13th announcing record-breaking number of claims processed by the Veterans Benefits Administration so far for fiscal year 2025. VA announced it's processed more disability benefits, compensation and pension ratings claims in a single year more than ever before. They may have processed them, but what I'm seeing a lot is accuracy issues. That's just what I'm witnessing. So in fiscal year 2024, VA processed a total of 2,517,519 ratings claims, and this year the department reached an all-time high of 2,524,115 ratings claims issued. That number was effective August 8th, nearly 2 months before the end of fiscal year 25. Milestone is the latest in a string of noteworthy VA claims processing achievements. July, VA completed more than 300,000 ratings claims in a single month for the first time ever. And VA is processing claims faster in fiscal year 25 than in fiscal year 24, completing them 17.8% faster, even as receipts are 10% higher than this time last year. So they may be processing them, but I'm seeing a lot of mistakes, seeing a lot of things overlooked, and seeing a lot of questionable ratings. So, but you know, good on them for working faster and getting results quicker.
Giving it the old college try, anyway.
Yeah, yep. But it just means guys like me that deal with the veterans. Personally, have to do our jobs a little more, a little harder, and advocate a little stronger. So, the Disabled American Veterans put out a statement from their commander Coleman Lee on August 15th regarding this news. Department of Veterans Affairs announcement that it has processed a record 2.5 million ratings claims so far in fiscal year 25 is an encouraging sign of progress. This level of productivity has the potential to make a meaningful difference for veterans who have waited too long for decisions on their benefits. While speed is important, accuracy and fairness remain paramount. DAV will continue to work closely with VA to ensure that these gains are sustained and that every veteran receives a timely, accurate decision that they've earned through their service. So, even the DAV National Commander is advocating for accuracy above all. So, this will be in the Dawson Sun, the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I bet you have that number for us.
That is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse. Still
garden,
green.
Garden level.
Garden level.
Green and lush.
Yep. Yep, and they do a lot of good work to make it green and lush. So.
That's right. And the rain has helped a little bit, keeping it a little too green. Maybe.
Rain. But, we've had how many years of drought, so.
Right. Well, hopefully, as I say, it'll be nice next week for the fair. You're not going to be at the fair this year, unfortunately.
I will only be there as a spectator. I won't. I normally have a booth under the grandstand, and the last couple of years when I didn't have a booth, I was walking around. But, I've got some obligations with the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, which means I won't be able to have a booth this year.
Well, we'll be right inside the front door of the East Commercial Exhibit Building, as always. So
as always.
Stop by and see us.
I'll make sure I avoid you so I don't get interviewed.
You'll get interviewed. If I see you, we'll be talking to you.
I'll try not to make eye contact in that case.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we'll see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.